I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. The music industry is about to get smaller and bigger. There are reports today that Sony and Bertelsmann, which owns the BMG label, are taking steps toward a joint venture. And there's also word today that EMI and Warner Music are putting the finishing touches on their own merger plans. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin to comment on the ramifications of all these mergers. Hi, Tess.
Hi, Madeline.
So these deals would signal even more consolidation in an industry that most music critics say already has too few players.
Yeah, basically right now there are five mega record companies. This would winnow those five down to three. Universal is the biggest with more than 25% of the world market. BMG and Sony are second and fifth, but together they would vault to a close number two. EMI and Warner Music are third and fourth biggest, respectively, so they'd bring up the rear.
And I guess the reason behind this, record sales are down, and the industry blames downloading.
Right, exactly. The music industry, like so many other media, is really feeling a lot of pressure right now. Of course, copyright issues, competition from other forms of entertainment. I asked critic and former Rolling Stone writer John Katz what it means for consumers and musicians. He didn't have a single positive thing to say about what happens when companies like this converge.
One thing that happens is they become globalized mass marketing firms, which means they to shy away from controversy and they shy away from individuality. Secondly, of course, they become politically more potent because they really become a very powerful lobby. They make it almost impossible for smaller individual competitors to exist. These companies really are very good at acquiring one another, but when that happens, they're really not very good at making great music.
And, you know, John points out that companies on the scale of Universal and Sony and all the big names, they market really heavily to places like Walmart and Kmart, which don't sell controversial CDs. So this could have a huge potential impact on both the content and caliber of music.
And are any of these mergers official yet?
No. And these deals potentially could face some antitrust scrutiny. EMI has already tried to do deals with Time Warner and with BMG. Both were scuttled because of antitrust issues. But, you know, the climate has changed. Those were proposed before the piracy issue really got to be as big as it is. So I suppose in the words of one of the biggest recording artists of all time, these record companies may just be able to do it their way. And speaking of music, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're visiting a real school of rock where musicians learn to craft the perfect pop single.
All right. Well, Tess Viglin, rock on. She's of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace and joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.